This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Kenny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, All-Star Weekend in the books. I will say this. It was better than the All-Star Game in 2000 in Oakland. At least it didn't rain all weekend, start to finish.
Well, that's big.
I mean, they had, back in 2000, the fan experience got canceled. It was all bad. It was raining so freaking hard. Listen,
But that was the Vince Carter dunk contest, Donnie, with the hand on her. Come on now.
I don't understand. Like, this is one. It's the NBA All-Star Game. If you don't like it, stay away from it. If you like it, watch it. But I do not get the, well, I'm going to watch it, I'm going to hate it, and then I'm going to kill these guys.
All right.
That's all I'm saying.
All right, give me this, because I gotta hone in on what happened yesterday that bothered me.
All right.
Will you admit that LeBron James is a steward of the game and has a lot of fans?
Yeah.
Will you buy into a lot of people here in the Bay and all over that were in the Bay purchase tickets to see probably their favorite player, one LeBron James?
Among the all the All-Stars.
And we know one LeBron James takes care of his temple, his body, more than anybody probably ever to do it. And to not know or not have the math or science of your body to maybe announce Saturday that you're not going to be participating, but to do it an hour before, I love Bron, but Stoney, that's what we're talking about. That's slap in the face. Put on the warm-ups and then don't play, and then after say what happened, oh, my foot. But to say it and then come out there and get the introductions, like, no! You don't get the introductions because you're not playing. But I needed to come out there in my jeans. I don't like that, Stoney, and a lot of fans are disappointed.
Well, you know what? I make no distinction between LeBron James missing the All-Star game and Steph Curry not participating in the three-point contest. We've gotten to a point. Gotten to a point this weekend where Saturday's better than Sunday. Like, Saturday is a more important day than Sunday.
Though. That's a
problem. Everybody knows Sunday's a joke.
Mm, that's a problem.
Saturday's fun.
And your Steph comp, though, Stoney, I think you're being unfair.
No, I'm not.
He played in the game.
That's great. But he didn't. He's a three-point shooter. Why wasn't he in the three-point contest?
I don't know.
In his backyard.
I would have liked to seen him, but I don't. But that's. That's different than at least he played in the game.
Because all last week, all we did was talk about why is Curry not playing? I don't get it. Shasky, Dibley, they were hot about him not participating in the three-point contest. So he's part of the problem. I mean, it's okay to say it, even though it's Steph Curry.
He participated in, to me, I hear your rankings of the most important activity, which was the game. And he got the All-Star MVP.
I don't think the game is the highlight of the weekend anymore. I think Saturday night, All-Star Saturday night, has the
when you have a guy on a dunk contest that's not even on a roster that's won it three times, no shade at Mac. He was incredible. But the fact that he's available to play in that game is the reason that fans are upset.
And again, the reason nobody's doing the dunk contest probably is because they don't want Mac McClung to beat him.
Man.
Let's go to Mr. D in San Francisco. You know what? Say this, Mr. D. You get it.
Mr. D.
You get it. Thank you. What's up, Mr. D?
Yeah. Hey, guys, look, no NBA player in their right mind is going to be jumping off of ladders and jumping off of cars. Mac McClung, with all due respect, has nothing to lose. He's not in the league.
Right.
Well, wow.
Now, here's the thing. If they're going to do this, and you know, they call all that getting on ladders and jumping over cars, they call that creativity. They got to change that. I think if you can't do what you do in a game, then it shouldn't be allowed in the slam dunk contest. Because nobody's going to stop the game and back up a car so you can jump over and dunk it.
Right, right.
So I just think, you know, it's a travesty. If you can't do it in a game, it shouldn't be allowed in the slam dunk contest. That's all I got,
yeah.
Guys.
And Stani, and I love the call, but Stani, I'm propped out too. Like, McClung's got hops. There's no doubt about it, but it's like, and Castle, with someone can make an argument, just because he was an NBA player, he should have got graded different. I'm just over the props, but I just hate, and nothing at McClung, it's the fact that the Jaws and all the dudes that people want to see, you know, in this dunk contest felt like, you know what, I'm good.
Look, this all boils down to the NBA has a competition problem. For the most part, players in the league don't compete like they used to. Mm. Back when the players did not have guaranteed contracts and they were working on one-year deals and they had to have a good year to get a raise. If they had a bad year, they'd either get a pay cut or they would be out of the league. And so that gave way to guaranteed contracts. And then the guaranteed contracts gave way to an amount of money that nobody really thought these guys could ever make. And so you've got guys making $50 million a year.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. Why did Draymond Green had one more year on his contract? Let's take both these guys.
Okay.
Wiggins and Draymond Green. They both opted out of contracts with a player option at $25 million.
Okay.
Well, let's do... Why did Draymond opt out of that contract for an extension? Like, why?
More money.
What else? More years.
Okay, yeah, right.
More years.
All right, security.
So Draymond Green or any player is entering a year where they have a player option, okay? Now, it used to be you get a player out. You remember we used to talk about, well, it's a contract year. So go get your money.
Yeah, and well, watch that person play their ass off.
That's not what they do anymore. The reason that Draymond Green did what he did and Wiggins did what he did and Jimmy Butler did what Jimmy Butler did, it's they're doing this so they can preserve their longevity in the NBA.
Okay, I get
it
all
has
of that.
Nothing.
We're talking about one night.
No, this is about the whole league. The whole league not being competitive over 82 games. If the league's not really overly competitive for 82 games, these guys are not going to bust hump in an exhibition game. Mm. This is a fraternity of gazillionaires right now. And all they care about, not all, but most of what they care about is preserving the fraternity and the comfort of the lifestyle they're in. They don't have rivals anymore. These guys are brothers. You take a guy on the LA Clippers, take a guy on the Washington Wizards, they're friends, they're brothers. Why? Because they're all in the same fraternity making an incredible amount of money, and it's all about preserving that. That's to me what's going on with the NBA right now.
And I'm not mad at any of that. But again, Stani, I'm boiling that down to giving back. One night you can't compete, and let's just say you lose. Okay, no biggie, move on. But the game is hemorrhaging, is suffering because the star power that's littered throughout the league, they don't feel like they need, for whatever reason, Stoney, I heard you. But the bottom line is we're talking about one night and we're talking about effort.
This is,
and I just find that to be...
Well, they're load managing during the regular season. So we're picking out regular season games that aren't important enough for some guys to play because they have to be load managed, but we're going to want them to play in an all-star game. It doesn't add up. It doesn't equate. 888-957-9570. Let's go to Dan in San Ramon. Hey, Dan, what's going on?
Hi. Oh, great show, fellas.
Oh, thanks.
Thank you. The All-Star game, the slam dunk contest was awesome, man. Mac McClung, the hops he has.
Tell it to
the
Goon.
Size he has. And, I mean, the things he was doing, there's no other NBA player that can do that. John Morant can't do that. Ozzie Adeokunbo, he can't do that. None of these guys can do that. And what's the most famous movie? White Men Can't Jump? This guy is he's so incredible, dude. He's short, like an everyday man. So people can relate to that. And people are mad because nobody, he's the winner of the slam dunk contest. He's a better dunker than anybody that's ever won the slam dunk contest. That includes Jordan, Dominique.
Stop. Now you're just stop it, man. Stop.
Dan,
stop it, Dan. Stop.
Hey, Dan, I hear you.
Hang up the phone, Dan. Damn. He was incredible, but to say that, he can't do it on my watch.
Not a bad point, Dan. Not a bad point. See, you can't handle that the best dunker in the world doesn't even play in the league.
It's nothing against Mac. No. That's the fundamental problem.
You know what I see?
He's not the one.
You know what?
He didn't qualify.
Yes, he did.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
Not
he's the
book.
Defending champ,
not my
and
book.
They can't beat him.
Yeah, NBA's got
the
a problem.
The mouths in the NBA can't beat him. They can't. They can't. They can't. Way to go, Matt.
Yeah.
I mean, do you want the best dunkers or not? Because if you want the best dunkers, McClung's got to be there.
What's that for?
Well, I know why Drew doesn't like McClung.
Evan, what's
either.
That for?
For winning.
You're listening. It's a fraternity, Goo.
And he's not in it.
Fraternity brothers.
He's not in it.
No, I'm talking about the league. And fraternity brothers don't fight, Goo.
But you care about your frat. You do what it takes. And star powers, guys, get off your ass and participate.
The most important thing for most of the players now is to continue earning a contract.
And you can do that if you participate Saturday nights, Donnie.
No, McClung's played 5 minutes this year.
I'm talking about the McClung did?
Yeah, for the Magic. He's played 5 minutes.
Face.
Stop. Both of you.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union.
Yeah. The thing's a mess. It's a mess. The Bay put on. Everything was great. But the players need to step up. And now they're just, they're scrambling to try, like some eggs on the stove. They're trying to find... We don't even know if this is going to be, the way they do it next year, Stoney. And it's about pride and passion, man. Nobody's saying break a bone, but
it's not
take
about,
a page out of the old school guys' book, man, and just give us some effort.
That's like, you ready for this?
Team OGs? What are we doing? Team Shaq? What happened to East and West? Damn it. Come on, Stoney. Call a spade, man. This is out of control.
No, I mean... Look, quit
Team OG. Who? I know about the Lakers, the Celtics.
You know what?
East-West, Team Shaq. What are we doing?
You know what? I'm with the younger generation on this one, and I'm dead serious.
What?
What Bird and Jordan and Magic did is irrelevant at this point. It's irrelevant. It's a different era. Oh, those guys used to play hard in the 1980s. Well, guess what? The winner on each team got $25,000, which was a lot of money back then. Now it's 35 years later, and these guys are making so much money. It is unbelievable. And you want them to play in an exhibition? The rules are different for these guys. They have the clout to do what they want, and they're doing it. Mm. And good for them with this money that they're making. Hey, Ray. What's up, Ray? How you doing?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going good. Listen, guys, I mean, it's not Augusta on Sunday on the back nine where everybody's going to be interested that are not even golfers. But if you think, I live like two blocks, walking blocks from the Chase Center.
All right.
And the interesting thing is, did you see how many people were out there? Did you see how many people went to the practice game at the Oracle in Oakland? The reality of it is they and around the city at different little hot spots where they were, Pier 39, down on Market Street, everywhere. People just wanted to be a part of the occasion. I understand Guru's thing about, yeah, let's play. You know, I used to live with a guy named Earl of Pearl Monroe in New York when I was going to college.
You lived with him?
And Earl of Pearl.
Earl.
I'm sorry, say again, please.
Did you live with him?
Earl of Pearl. I lived with Earl. We lived on West 88th between Columbus and Amsterdam.
Wow.
I'm still good friends with Earl and a lot of the guys. And the interesting thing is, yeah, they play different. But if you go back to the Dream Team and when Jordan and played, think about that as a not an exhibition like because it's the Olympics. But guys they played against wanted to take pictures of them. Just look at the documentary. It tells you that these guys today, yeah, they're making money. They have short careers. They can't get out there and blow out an ACL or tear an Achilles or something playing in an All-Star game. But fans still came out to watch them in Oakland shoot half-court shots and walk around. Fans were standing out in the foyer of the Chase Center just watching on the big screen. They didn't care. And if you really don't like what's going on, there's a switch on your TV that just goes off or to another channel. Thanks, guys. Continue with
your show. Take it easy. Appreciate it, Ray. Thank you.
No, he's right, and people came out, and they always do, but my whole thing, Stein, is it shouldn't stop on the court. And all we're asking is the big head, the popular guys participate.
510 Zucci. Zucci, Maine. It's an entertainment weekend, not a basketball weekend. It's kind of well said. You know, like, this is what
John
I mean.
John can entertain.
This is kind of what I'm talking about. And I'm going to use Paul George, but I'm not saying he's a bad guy or anything like that. So Paul George is playing for the Clippers, and he's got one more year left in his contract at, what, 50?
Yeah.
Something like that.
All right. He's paid.
Okay. For 1 year.
Yeah.
For one more year. So he opts out of that contract. Why?
To get more
years. To get four more years. So now he signs. So the L.A. Clippers are trying to do the right thing.
All right.
And they look at Paul George, and they say, you know what? We cannot pay this guy $230 million over 4 years. He's 35 years old.
All right.
So Paul George now starts sniffing around, and the Clippers have to do what the Clippers have to do. And here comes Philadelphia with a four-year, 200 and whatever it was, million-dollar contract. All I'm saying is, do you think Paul George really gives a rat's ass if Philly can win a championship or not? Sure, he hopes they could if Embiid could ever play 65 games, but he didn't go there because it was a great chance to win a championship. Right. L.A. would have been a better chance had he stayed. Mm. So Paul George right now is happy as a clam. Yeah. Why? Because he's making 55 this year, more the next, and you know what? He's not going to have to work 82 games worth of effort to get paid that money.
Yeah.
He's in the club for another 3.5 more years. And I'm sorry, I don't think he's motivated by, I got to win a title before I'm done. I don't think he is.
Now, we're micro and macro. I'm not mad, and you're probably on point with that. But that's how the system is set up, and that's how you would do it. It's how I would do it. But, Stani, to be honest, we're talking about Saturday night. We're talking about an exhibition, and everybody came out, and the Bay was on fire. But we're talking about players in this league, the popular ones, just giving back to the fans on Saturday night, and we're not seeing that. And I don't know what that's about. The contract thing that you speak of, you're not wrong. But the bottom line is, I just, as a basketball fan, felt slapped in the face right after Mac McClung pushed on that great show, which it was. They had to go get him for the third year in a row because our high jumpers or our guys that are getting paid buku money just feel like they'd rather watch George Jefferson reruns than participate in the slam dunk.
Well,
that hurts the game.
Well, let me ask you a question. You were complaining all week about the slam dunk contest before it ever happened. You thought it was a joke that McClung was in it. You didn't know a bunch of the guys who were even participating. So why'd you watch? Seriously.
Because I'm a fan.
Okay.
And I'm always going to watch.
But you knew what you were going to get.
Yeah.
Like, you knew it, right?
It doesn't make it hurt less. And it doesn't make you think, you know, especially after I'm on social media. I guess I got the choice to stay off, but I'm on. And then you see Ja right after tease you, like LeBron did in 2009, where he tweeted that slam dunk in that year was so great that he might come back in 2010 bulletin. He didn't. So it's just like, Stani, I don't think it's too much, and the OG caller that just called to live with Earl the Pearl, I get what he's saying, but there is still a responsibility for one night to kind of participate and have NBA players fill that thing, and they didn't. And that goes to Steph for whatever reason he chose not to participate in the three-point contest.
Let's go to Antonio in Oakland. What's up, Antonio? How you doing, man?
Oh, doing pretty solidly. You know, had a pretty good weekend with all the All-Star festivities.
There you go.
San Francisco, this and that, and the third. But, man, you know, the product is bad. Steph should have joined the three-point contest. He should have, man. It's your home crowd, Steph. Come on, man. You got to do it. You know, I didn't miss LeBron James not playing. You know, he's a hated rivalry. I think he was scared he was going to get booed or not. But anyway, you know, OGs, like, that's kind of weird. I want East and West. I wish they would go back to the days where everybody wore their own, you know, team uniform. You know, that was so incredible back then, man. But, you know, like, sports got watered down. You know, the NFL, they got to add an extra team for the playoffs. The NBA, in-season tournament, play-in tournament, always adding this nonsense, man. And then I can't blame Max McClung. You know, he's doing a damn thing. He's a better dunker I'm not going to say than Dr. J or nothing, but he's a better dunker than LeBron James, who has always been afraid to enter the dunk contest. So I got to give that guy credit. White man can jump, by the way. But anyway, man, great show, y'all. And Warriors on the roll with Butler.
Thanks, Antonio. Appreciate it.
Let me throw this at you, Stoudy. I can't speak for the chef, but I think I can speak for the fans or myself. And that's what I'll do in front of my microphone. I almost think in a crazy way, what I saw from those games that equaled the All-Star game, I would have rather had Steph participate in a three-point contest and then kind of just bypass the game.
Exactly, because that's better. The three-point, when the three-point contest and the dunk contest are good, they're better than the game. But they messed that up, too, with the dunk contest lasting 7 hours and you can miss 14 dunks.
Oh, it's just we didn't even get into the format. Like, that's an eyesore.
So that's, you know, that's the other thing. 888.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.